It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the cinemas and on DVD. Get ready for...
Wait for it!
Film Sociology with WFYI's film guru.
Kaiser Soze!
No, that's Matthew Soze.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever. Yeah.
Let's find out how thin the line is. Here's your host, Matthew Soze.
Every single woman who meets him instantly wants to sleep with him, or they're flirting with him.
No time for nonsense today.
Hello there, film lovers.
Actually,
welcome.
Plenty of time for nonsense.
Welcome today to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD to the point and WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msoci@wfyi.org. Also on Facebook, also on the Twitter at Matthew Soci. The show is available as a podcast and on iTunes. And we have a blog, which will be better in 2013. And
yes,
you can read it at
filmsociology.tumblr.com. We're not making excuses for this year, but it'll be better.
It will be. Back from the South Branch of Film Sociology, Fort Myers, Florida. That's
yep.
Kobe Slagle.
Nope.
The reason why we're talking so quickly is I want to at least talk about two of the films that opened on Christmas Day and then Kobe's epic 2012 highlight reel. Because apparently we just have guests on the show just to make the highlight reel.
You'll hear it from one regular contributor on the show. That's what we play for.
Yeah. Did you incorporate Kevin Murphy into the mix?
I can't remember.
Oh, God. Well, we'll find out, won't we? All right. Opening in theaters. Parental Guidance. Let's move on. Guilt Trip. Let's move on. We'll start with Django Unchained because I got to see this. Kobe is as excited as a teenage boy about Django Unchained. And I missed the original press screening, but I rewarded myself yesterday after mowing. I mowed the snow off the driveway. And got out. It's the new epic Western, this time a Western from Quentin Tarantino. And, of course, it stars Jamie Foxx, but the real star of it is Christoph Waltz. They play, he's a bounty hunter who gets Jamie Foxx's freedom in a very shooty kind of way. Shooty. And they team up to get rid of some, collect some bounties. And
I thought you were going to say get rid of some bad guys.
They are getting rid of some bad guys. And, of course, Jamie Foxx, who plays Django, wants to get his wife, who is under the clutches of a notorious slave master played by Leonardo DiCaprio. Yes, Don Johnson shows up. Jonah Hill shows up briefly. There's Franco Nero, who is the original Django from the mid-60s, a Western I will make you, Kobe, and my daughter watch, not together. But there's, it's all the Tarantino stuff you want. You got the mix.
Sounds like there's something for everyone.
There is something for everyone in the Tarantino world. There are old actors who get a little screen time, a little homage. There's a really cool banter between Waltz and Fox. Fox, it's not as showy. He is not doing Clint Eastwood, but he is a strong silent type. But Christoph Waltz, of course, who became known to American audiences for his Oscar-winning performance in Inglourious Basterds, who was just the highlight of that film, and he's the highlight of this one as well, is a German dentist who also collects bounties on the side, as you'll find out. But really cool banter with the two of them. DiCaprio is exceptionally good as a creepy slave owner, plantation owner. And one of the things about this film, up until maybe the last 40 minutes, is that there's a lot of Tarantino's tricks I don't think he could use because it's a Western. There is some incorporation of modern music. There's a nice montage of Waltz and Fox riding along to Jim Croce's I Got a Name. But he likes the spaghetti Westerns, obviously a fan of those films, like not just Leone, but Sergio Carbucci and some of the other knockoff Sabata and what have you. But there's also there are a couple of Westerns where a white man and a black man team together, like Scalp Hunters, Skin Game. There's another one, I believe it was Larry Hagman and Louis Gossett, I believe, working together. But there's also the plantation dramas like Mandingo, Drum, and there was two runaway slave films starring Fred Williamson, which I can't really announce on the air. I can say The Soul of Charlie and The Legend of Charlie. And knowing all of those, it's fun to watch this film. It does get exceptionally bloody the last 40 minutes or so of the film, and there are some pretty disturbing moments, of course. There's been comparisons to this as far as Inglourious Basterds, as far as a slave revenge film, just like Inglourious Basterds was a Jewish revenge film. I think this is a better film than Inglourious Basterds. I had a good time. I had a bloody good time. So do we have Sir Ben screaming?
Yes, okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Also opening in theaters, this is one that all the theater students are really squealing about, and it's, of course, the film version of Les Mis. I know you'll be seeing it soon, I'm sure, with Fair Sweet Bianca. Tom Hooper, who directed The King's Speech, the Damned, United, my favorite of his work. Of course, you know, if you haven't figured it out by now from all the previews, Hugh Jackman, of course, is a gentleman who is accused of stealing bread, has served hard, long time in prison, and is harassed for the rest of his life by Russell Crowe. Nice work if you can get it. Anne Hathaway shows up. She has one stellar number. Amanda Siegfried is in this film, as well as Sacha Baron Cohen and Helena Bonham Carter, among others. So I've never seen Les Mis on stage, and never seen a film, not even the film version with Jeffrey Rush and Liam Neeson. The film covers a wider range of size, of scope. I mean, you do have, from the very first scene, a massive, sweeping, epic story, as well as extreme close-ups where it's very private, very intimate. The other story on this film is that all the songs are done live. The greatest example, of course, is Anne Hathaway's big musical moment. She'll get a nomination easily. Like some of the modern musicals, especially with celebrities, well, of actors as opposed to singers, some people sing better than others. Hugh Jackman's fine. Russell Crowe, well, he has a rock band, and it kind of shows. I mean, he's not horrid. He's not hella bad, and he's not any of the males in Mamma Mia, so you got that going for it. But he's getting hit pretty hard and probably not fully deserved. He's just not the best singer in the lot. And then, of course, it's a style of singing, of course, like my colleague Ed Johnsonat at Nuvo is not crazy about. Musicals were like that in the 80s. But I enjoyed the scope. I enjoyed the live singing. Is it the greatest musical ever? No. And is it ripping the hearts, the guts out of the book that I never read? No, not in my book. So
now that was a good movie.
Actually, liked it more than that. Let's have Sir Ben.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, it might make the next week. I'll reveal my top and worst films of the year. I like
next week's a new year.
I know. I like delaying it as long as humanly possible. And since I already had to reveal the list on No Limits last week, it might change between now and then. All right. Why am I talking so fast? Because Kobe Slagle, my beloved and trusted producer, engineer, sidekick, foil, whatever, my dude. He's created, of course, he likes to do the end of the year sound montage because everybody works to be on the sound montage highlight show. And he decided to be extra generous this year. When it was all said and done, well, there's Miles Davis pieces that are shorter than this particular song, especially in his jazz fusion rock era. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to Kobe Slagle, here is Film Sociology 2012 Audio in Review.
Am I the only one tired of Exorcism?
No. I am also tired of Exorcism.
You've never seen an Exorcist film. What are you griping about?
I saw the
trailers are enough.
I saw The Right.
No.
That should have been called The Wrong. But it actually looks pretty interesting.
Yes.
From a preview perspective.
Gina, did you wear your grown-up sweater for this film?
I should have. I probably would have paid more attention.
Itchy
I'm wearing
sweater.
An itchy sweater today. Just for you.
Just for me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe just because I wanted to.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's more realistic.
You know, the girl, I want to gag.
Did you get that, Kobe?
And he has just lost his job in this huge scandal.
So he's Kyle Orton.
Yeah, his total career has just come crashing down around him.
Or Bill Polian.
Yeah. Okay, except this guy didn't deserve it.
It's part Black Beauty, part Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
What, it's a bunch of dead horses?
That's a Rolling Stones song, isn't
it? On the beach?
No, who wants
to? And see, I think sometimes we get sort of too worked up over films. Like, you know what? How about we just accept this for the popcorn movie that it is?
Getting worked up over a film on a film show? I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, the people footage is good, too. all that acting and whatnot.
That's another one. We got that, right?
Usually that goes into a movie.
Not always.
But you know what? There's a certain amount of almost sort of pseudo-intellectual snobbery in the video store clerk.
Moi?
That's stupid. Wife wanted to go. That was almost like we're going to Marin County Court and filing divorce papers.
Didn't see it.
Nobody saw it.
Didn't
see
it.
And apparently the sharks like dark meat because they ate the black guy on the... They ate like half of him and just...
Is it kind
of standard?
They came back for more. So
he's Chinese dark meat is what you're saying.
Well, they ate the Asian guy, but then they were hungry like 5 minutes later, so... Really, really bad. Not bad as in...
Is Twilight bad?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bianca.
Oh, why don't somebody go there and check on the Voorhees kid?
Also new on video, I don't know how she does it with your favorite horse face actress.
Oh, my God.
Sarah
Get
Jessica
over
Parker.
Yourself, Sarah Jessica Horseface.
Always do the right thing, Matt Sosie.
Now, of course, 2011 was also the Kobe Financially Saves Hollywood tour.
That's right.
Yes, because we have a segment in the show called What Is Kobe Watching? We might get to it. I don't know yet. But how many films did you wind up seeing in theaters?
I don't know. Let me think about that, and I'll get back to you.
Great. We'll move on.
But he did see The Artist. That's pretty helpful.
Yes, that was very helpful.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Kobe, you got a list there?
Yeah, I was working on it, and I think I keep remembering a couple, but let's see here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 movies that I know I saw in theaters. There may be more.
Okay, so you helped out. You helped out Hollywood, so we say
yes.
Thank you.
Yes, well, you are quite welcome, Hollywood.
Thank you for doing your part.
Good job.
Because Lord knows Hollywood didn't do theirs.
Yeah.
You don't see somebody picking up their cell phone. Yes, yes, I'm in. Yes, the king is with his doctor. They're learning. Yes, it's quite messed up. Oh, yes, he's doing a soliloquy. I say, he's doing a soliloquy.
What are you going to do now? You've dropped the gun.
What art thou going to do now? No, I shall not cease talking. Kobe Slagle, the man who single-handedly pulled Hollywood out of...
I saved the arts last year.
No, you pulled Hollywood out of financial ruin by the 20-some-odd films that you saw last year, 30 films maybe.
Yeah.
And you've been to the Northside Theater on how many occasions?
It's a regular place.
But you never partaked in the bar.
No.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I always have intentions of doing it, but I don't know. When you get there, you get your tickets, you want to get in, sit down. So I don't know.
Wow.
Just
you know what I do when I get in? I get my tickets or I get my pass.
And then you go to the bar?
I get the popcorn and I go straight to the bar. You're darn straight on that. And you're George straight on that.
Why would you eat popcorn at a bar?
Why wouldn't you eat popcorn at a bar?
Emma.
So, all right, I think now we should play the trailer.
Yeah, does anybody want to hear about the Iron Lady?
Yes!
Because here it is.
I think this is required viewing for any parent. Any parent.
Of children.
Thank you, Jeff Gundy. Mike Gundy, yeah. Also on DVD and Blu-ray, The Killer, it's called Killer Elite. There's no the, because I'm an old person. I add the to everything. The Pearl Jam. The Batman.
Do you also go to Myers and the Kroger's?
Oh, jeez. Do they say that around here?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
S's on the ends of things that don't have S's.
The Orlando Magics. And he won an Oscar for that film. So there, you got to see young, cool Marlon Brando.
Yeah. And old Marlon Brando earlier. Earlier in the, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For a transcript of today's show. Yeah. We'll try again next week.
I have a small, small role in the classic film, Ernest Goes to Jail.
To which... Mr. Perry. Well, we'll leave a cliffhanger on that one.
Yeah.
So.
So we were listening to Gaylord Sartain, who was my co-star in that film.
Yes, just like Bruce Willis was my co-star in Die Hard 2. I do that at parties.
See the guy behind the guy?
That's me.
It's a nice way to spend 2 hours in a movie theater that you won't wish you got back. Yeah, this is a movie you really don't have to think about much.
Okay.
So...
And sometimes
that's what you're looking
for. He reaches down, and there's a little created pocket with a pistol.
Of course.
Now.
It is Pittsburgh.
But I got to interview Dr. David Baker, of course, oh. Jazz Great.
Yes.
Who is,
I had a class with him.
I've had quality time with him. And I was
in the one-upsmanship aisle, everybody. Matt Sosi.
Thank you. Thank you. Brought to you by Haterade. And steaks. Well, you know what? Pam Grier is technically before you. No, she's not before. She's timeless. Pam Grier is timeless. So declares the Film Sociology Trio. So we got the Film Sociology Trio. We got Film Sociology News Department.
Yes,
with
News
Tracy
Department.
Tracy Mitchell.
We got our different correspondents.
The Aaron Andrews of, yes, Film Sociology. Hi, Tracy.
Of course, the big news over Christmas.
What's that?
For me.
Yes.
Yes!
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. When are we having, is Kobe going to be the pallbearer? No, pallbearer, the ringbearer.
The pallbearer?
He's going to be Paul. He's going to be wrestling manager Paul Bearer. Yeah. It was actually Percy Pringle. With Kobe, you better sew the ring to the pillow. Yeah. Kobe and I earlier were on official business over at Sun King Brewery.
Official.
And, of course, one of the most powerful people in Sun King informed us that they were going to have the rock music there tonight.
They will have the rock and roll music.
The rock and roll music.
The kids love the rock and
roll. It's a big party tonight. I don't even know where it's at.
Wow, you're crack journalism on the case.
I'm right on top of it.
Okay.
Lots of people there are supposed to be there. I'm hearing. But yeah, that's a highlight for me. Number one, that we're not going to let those Reds take credit for this.
The Dodgers, yes, but not the Reds. Screw Johnny Bench. What's going on at the Film Yap?
Oh, you know, a little of this, a little of that.
Wow, great info, Joe. Thanks.
Channing Tatum, boy, he's the human drywall, isn't he?
You know what? That's a keeper right there. Wow. Boy, we got through all that.
And we got some time to go.
We got some time to go. So we're plug the Film Yap.
Thefilmyap.com.
All right, I think we got to read
there
the number.
There it is, folks.
We did everything we wanted.
Joe, Joe, say your name.
Joe Shear.
There we are.
It's not dumb.
It's not dumb.
What more do you want from us? We did it. We did the show. So.
Oh, it's horrible being back here again with you, Matthew, and on such a dreary day, this is my sunshine.
His only sunshine. It keeps him gloomy when skies are gray. Sammy Terry's in the house. Craig is here. One, because I'm shocked and a little ashamed that a longtime fan, and this is his first time on the show.
Yeah.
So. Oh, welcome to Guilt Friday here at Film Sociology. But no, I'm glad you're here. What else is open? Oh, The Vow. Fair Sweet Bianca's going to make you go see that, isn't she?
You bet.
Save yourself, Kobe.
When we come back after the break, we'll talk about what's new on DVD. We'll talk with Sammy Terry, and Sammy will meet the Twilight correspondent of Film Sociology. God help us all. I'm sorry. I think I just heard Sammy Terry's eyes roll out of his head. Because somebody, Craig, could you pick those up, please? It looked like a Tex Avery cartoon.
If it's not lilies on a casket, I'm not interested.
You could have easily made.
Oh my goodness. I have the same comparison.
Anonymous with Rafe Isons, and it's
with who?
Rafe Isons, everyone's favorite Welsh actor. Shut up.
Loosen the noose. You'll speak better.
That's what David Carradine said. Love Story. Boy, if you like Twilight, you like Love Story?
I do love Love Story.
Love means never having to say die, Ally McGraw, right?
You're Come a hater.
Look what the cup is. Look what the cup says.
You drink your Haterade.
I do drink my Haterade.
Being a hater.
Well, the best part of a love story is the death anyway.
Day of the Dead in 3D?
Now we're talking.
Sammy, with Valentine's Day coming up, is in your neck of the woods, is there any way of celebrating? Is love a secondhand emotion?
Cupid, indeed, is a ferocious beast, an eternal winged creature that swoops down on the innocent, drawing back his fearsome bow and driving a javelin stake through the hearts of man. For men, once pierced by his poisonous arrows, never return and become a shadow of who they once were. Saying things, embarrassingly so, like Kobe says,
Can we go see Twilight now?
So you see, Cupid might have done more horror and devastation to this world than Godzilla, Gamera, or any of the classic horror monsters.
Sammy, have you been watching anything? I'm trying to envision your screening room at home, Sammy.
My screening room at home is the dank, dark dungeon wall.
Oh, so it's a downtown theater.
Exactly.
I like me some short people.
Thank you, Randy Newman. However,
they have no reason, though.
Wow. I want it noted you said that.
Yeah, I said it.
You did. Because that's really the goal, is to be in the year-end show.
That's the goal.
Yeah. It's what we all play for, man.
It also
we play to win.
I don't need a
Pulitzer
Prize. You just want to be in the year in review
exactly.
Show. Wow, we have to work on the awards ceremony for that.
The first minute or two of the film was great because it kind of took
you
me back
that?
To the day because you got the Star Wars logo coming out and
John Williams.
The 3D effects with the
the
initial crawl the scroll is very cool in 3D. And then the movie starts, and it's
wow. It's all downhill.
It's all down, George Lucas. Okay.
Colleague at the doughy white guys, and Gina, Chris Lloyd. You're the less doughy of the doughy guys.
Boy, that's a real compliment. Did amazing things in terms of taking it from this tiny little agency into a massive law enforcement army. But the paranoia.
My people called it the secret police.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said that wrong. The secret police.
The secret police.
As well. And one of my all-time favorite weird cameos, Duke Ellington.
I object, Your Honor. This is nothing but hearsay. It's hearsay and it's inadmissible. Oh, my God. The prosecution's lady, the witness. I can't believe this is a travesty of justice. Where's Clarence?
Judge Potter. Abdul-Kim Shabazz, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
It's not even crippled. Look at it.
Look it up, Kobe. That's why you're here.
I'm on it.
You're not actually Googling actresses from the 60s. You're now doing actual food information on the film show. Because that's what we do.
It's good. Bacon is good. Bacon fudge. That's good.
Maple bacon.
Bacon fudge?
Maple bacon fudge, yeah.
Which you can have all year round,
no,
fool.
No, you can't.
All right, Jolene, I'm sorry. We're going to get to the film portion of the film show in a little bit.
This is good. This is good because we have an official...
We have an ongoing debate about this.
About what?
Somebody is wrong in thinking that fudge is a seasonal treat.
I don't think it's just for Christmas, if that's what you're talking about.
Oh,
you can have fudge. You can have
no.
fudge year-round, especially if it has bacon in it.
It may be more prevalent around the holidays.
There's no question
like
that it's more
candy
prevalent.
Canes, but
you cannot sit
but
there
you can
and say,
have, but you can
but
have
you can
peppermint
have fudge,
anytime
oh, yeah.
you want. Right.
Who's brought in fudge at least once a month now to prove you wrong? That would be
I've
this
not gotten
guy.
I've not gotten any fudge this month. Matt,
oh, you'll get yours.
In the middle of March.
You'll
no
get yours.
No fudge for Kobe yet.
It's, you know
you
what? We've still got 2 weeks.
You cannot sit there and say that fudge is not more prevalent around the holidays.
That's not
it
what
is
you
absolutely...
said. You called it a seasonal treat, as if you
yes.
can only have it for this one season and no
yeah,
other time.
Moe's Bacon Bar. That's what you're thinking of. You can,
thank you.
That's
Moe's
right. you
Bacon
get a chocolate
you
bar have... that has bacon in
there's
it.
There's a bacon bar?
There's a bacon bar.
Oh, man.
Yes, that's the chocolate-covered bacon.
Less than their shoe size.
Just go open the video store.
Yeah, open a video store.
Oh, it wasn't the
you
one
didn't
I
have the Wesley
it.
Willis
no,
version.
Blockbuster Video, what a difference.
Good save.
I did not see either Footloose, honestly. You're but not. I hear it's Richard Probst's favorite movie.
Now you're just being antagonistic.
No, he actually said this to me. I am not lying.
Are you saying that Richard Probst gave this a 4-star review?
He actually loves Footloose. I don't remember if he liked the new one, but he is a fan of Footloose.
I see. So we bring it up. Who has bigger disdain toward their source of disdain? Is it Gina and Sarah Jessica Parker or Tracy and Renee Zellweger? Ladies,
plead your case beginning with Gina.
Yeah.
Well, the point that I brought up earlier was that at least Renee Zellweger made a movie I liked. At one
which
point.
One?
And that film would be?
And that would be Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, for the love of God.
Academy Award nominated Bridget Jones's Diary.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have to
she
add
looks
that
less, I will give you this. She looks less rat face in that film due to the weight gain.
Well, maybe I'm full of it then.
No, you're not full of it.
I just, you know, and there is something about the scene. Well, anyway, it's a family show.
Yeah, this doesn't look like the same thing at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I don't think so. Can I get back to the show?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thank you.
Oh, I also saw... I was
you
just
shut
looking
up!
At...
No. We will get to what is Kobe watching in a bit.
Okay.
Jeez.
I was... Okay. I've got exciting news for the future.
Kobe.
Hmm.
It's time for your segment.
Oh, we're doing this? Okay. What?
Well, we're going to dip into the archive a little bit. This is a...
I'll bring you one for like $5. There's your intro. Okay.
Are you sure? I was going to set you up to do it, but there are a number of studios that... Hello there, film lovers. You're wondering what the hell was that. welcome to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD to the Point, an underdog football team that is hitting hard times and... They got a hard-hitting coach, and they're going to teach these kids some hard-knocking football action. They like to play football
on
the football
field. Yeah, they do.
You notice they no coach ever says that about any other sport.
Nope.
We like to play hockey on the hockey rink.
Nope.
We like to play baseball in the baseball diamond. We like to play basketball on the basketball court.
We like to bowl inside the bowling alley.
We like to cricket on the lawn. And we like to wrestle. We like to professionally wrestle in the squared circle.
Well, hello there. I'm Sven Gulli from MeTV, and you're listening to Film Sociology on WFYI Indianapolis. If there's an Indian Annapolis, it means that he's like, you know, a military type person from Native America.
Who's the last team to win a championship without a headline superstar?
Yeah, Vinny.
That would be the 2004 Pistons.
Do you realize how much mileage you've gotten out of that bit this week?
3 miles.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That is Wahlberg.
So flip your brains off on this one. You got something? No?
Yeah, well.
What? You can't. We need more, apparently.
Do we need, I know. We do need more.
We need some mediocre things. We need some mediocre ones.
That's what this show needs, is mediocre teams.
Dude, I think we do that every Friday at 5. Where are we going?
Oh, man. Anywhere.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have a trailer.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, crap.
It's in the folder that says trailers.
Stall!
It's labeled
Stall for a minute!
It's labeled as The Hunter.
Yeah, I didn't look at the rundown thing, and then... And
my crew,
happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here. you know her. She was in Bedazzled. She was the girl.
What?
The one who's not Elizabeth Hurley.
I still do not have mediocre responses.
I know. We're going to work
on
that.
We're hot or we're cold. That's it.
We got to find lukewarm.
Yeah.
Or Luke Longley.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Not as good
Holy
as LeBron,
cow.
Though.
No, he's not. Luke Longley.
Not even as good as Luel Deng. All right. As ifs. No. Here's the trailer.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
See, this is again.
when you hear me describing the film and setting it up.
Sometimes you don't be wanting to play trailers and stuff. And
don't be?
Yeah, you don't be wanting to play trailers.
When I put on the log trailer
in parentheses.
You gave
me that like a minute before we went on.
And you didn't study it?
No.
You were too busy chatting with our guests.
Yes.
Well, at least you're a social tech guy.
Here we go.
All right.
Well, hello there. My name is Zamantee Tombstone from the Sven Gulli program on MeTV, and I wanted to advise you that you're listening to Film Sociology on WFYI Indianapolis. I flunked sociology, so good luck.
Kobe
you
Slagle.
Should tweet us questions and comments.
Ooh,
and things.
You know what? We should work on that for next week's show.
And requests to see the bobblehead dunk like I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to see a Tyler Hansborough bobblehead doll.
Yep.
So
motivates us all to excellence.
So many great reasons to follow us on Twitter.
I mean, surely the popularity of this film is due in large part to you around here.
I wish I could claim that. But then,
largely, yes.
we are Central Indiana's
source. We're the film authority.
We are Central Indiana's news source of the film, of the room information. Would you share that with us?
Yeah.
This is a public service announcement. So pay attention, jerks.
Same. Actually, I will call him right after we get off the air.
Oh, tell
I will.
Him.
Oh, he loves it when I call him on the weekend.
Tell him. You know what? Tell him. Hey, what are you doing?
He's like, hi, Tracy. He's like, what?
But 24 hours ago.
Miss you.
we do that, too. I also eat a hot dog and read The Jungle at the same time, but I will not tell pregnant people to watch Rosemary's Baby.
Even you have your limits.
I have my limits.
Like old Matt is off today. Gina Wagner sitting in. Gina?
Wait, I've always wanted to do this. Hello, Kobe.
What's Sammy Terry doing here?
I don't know, but I don't think I can pull that off.
And also,
of course, we're gonna get a money. You gotta get the money to do a remote.
Well, we can do fake remotes.
Fake remotes
tomorrow night. Yeah.
Theater of the Mind.
Well, like what we do for the public lunch thing.
Oh. Only way to get that away.
It'll be like a week later. Come to Landmark tomorrow night and watch us fake something.
Wow. Don't, Eddie, don't worry, because when Kobe said, Kobe heard that Eddie Curry was going to be here, he was going to talk about your rebounding. So
you know what? I get his Twitter hate.
Because, I do. Wow.
I get that guy's Twitter hate. It really irritates me.
Do you respond going, I'm not even a photo negative?
No, I do. I always say, you need to check the spelling. I'm an IE, he's a Y. And then I get, God. I'm sorry, but he's the one that, and then it goes nasty after that.
Wow. I'm going to follow both of you now on Twitter. Holy That's cow. Great.
Yeah, I get it. Twitter hate.
Doing our the annual show of Dead People We Like.
There's a pretty big one this
week. We don't have time for dead people we don't like. Yeah.
Gail, how are you?
Good. I'm glad. I'm great.
Yes, you're glad and great. You're glad and great. Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. Hey, this is TNA Knockout Gail Kim, and you're listening to Film Sociology.
This is TNA Knockout Gail Kim, and you're listening to Film Sociology.
I think you gave me that to watch.
That's not
once.
True.
Yeah, and no. I think you didn't watch it either, did you?
No, I didn't. Yeah, that's your loss. Sorry about three. That.
Some of us don't get on all those fancy lists. Like,
well, why don't we start off with an influential weekly newspaper that literally dozens of people read? the only thing that makes this one stand out at all is that the characters are a little more annoying than they usually are in these kind of movies.
If you could tell us a little bit about
that. Well, let me act out the clip.
Oh, no, I'm at this historic reenactment in Montreal, and it's about adulterers being punished for their ways. Wow, that seems like it could be significant later. Oh, look at that man over there. He seems such a wise. I could never like him.
No, you couldn't. But you know what? You look vaguely familiar to me.
Why, you look familiar to me, too.
Let's get on our plane and go home. Why, we're on the same plane.
Oh, no, we're taking the same cab.
Oh, my God, we live across the street from each other.
Oh, what will happen next?
So, take this waltz and shove it. watch a movie tonight or two involving a hockey mask. You know, it's what fun is the day without that?
Good segment, Joe.
Thank you.
You're making me old because I remember Scarecrow as one of the secondary villains on the Super Friends when they had the United Colors of Benetton heroes in the late 70s.
But even then, like, he sat at the far end of the table with the League of Doom.
Yeah, exactly.
They did not really – I don't even think he had –
You know what? Because you know what?
He didn't even have a vote.
There weren't – you know what? Because there were not Scarecrow organizations griping that there weren't enough of their kind on TV.
Yeah, so I just – you know, and I hate – and the thing is, I hate to apply, like, all this real world logic to
not the real world, not the show,
but at the same time, like, that's part of why I think people have liked Christopher Nolan's versions of these movies so much, is because they are set in
reality.
In reality, like, you know, Batman has to go to the doctor in these movies. Then, you know, they nailed Catwoman, you know, so it was good. That was a poor choice of words, but you know what
not
I'm talking
saying
about
anything. Moving on. Host not saying anything,
but
I think she could be the next Catwoman easily. She's bad enough, she's sexy enough, and she knows all the right moves. Like I said, I would have to be Batman then.
Yeah, you know, I think this is me saying this. This might be too much information, so I'm gonna shift gears a little bit. This is sort of a family show. Wow.
No, I don't mean that. I mean she's the ultimate superhero.
Yes.
There's a movie career in there somewhere for her.
Is she right there?
She's sitting right by the side of me.
Put her on. I want to ask her a question. It's a film show.
Matt wants to say. Hey, Matt.
But Kobe's personal intern is a bobblehead of Tyler Hansbrough for your Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, he's had a big week this week.
What did he do this week?
Well, we wrote a couple scripts. We had a member come in.
He wrote a script?
Yeah, he wrote a script.
Really? Did you spell check it as he was writing it?
I did.
Did he read it back to you?
Yes, thank you. And let's not forget my beloved city of Detroit, where they actually tried to get a RoboCop statue, which is no different than, I don't know, say, a Rocky statue in Philly.
Look, RoboCop did more for Detroit than Joe Dumars. And
did he do three things?
Oh, wow. That's
yes. Kobe's
and,
Kobe's
and Barry Gordy. Barry Gordy and Joe Dumars have nothing on RoboCop.
Ah, jeez.
All right. On that note, you're watching Film Sociology.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Padma. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing? Hi, this is Padma Lakshmi, and you're listening to Film Sociology on WFYI FM radio.
Kobe Slagle.
Hello, hello.
I'm Big Brother, Big Little Brother. Give me the show. I'm going to host it. I talked to Kobe. I talked to Jared. We have Killer Joe, a film with an NC-17 rating, going bold.
Yeah.
I know. It's a...
I don't even know why. It just that is the 13-year-old me that's just like, all right, NC-17, let's go.
The women have very little to do in this film, although there's one scene with Jessica Chastain, to which I will say thank you. She we are eternally
grateful.
Does she
get naked?
Anyway, moving on.
Full-price movie?
This is a full-price movie.
Oh, God,
that was a good movie.
See, it was.
A full-price movie. It's,
I'd say
know,
that. Not, it's not great, but, I mean... For
you wouldn't
time,
be like, wow, I wasted 2 hours and, you know, some car wash money.
I'm sure somebody's going to feel like car wash money.
I'm just saying. It's going to rain.
Welcome back to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD2 The Point and WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, why would you? Go to msociatewfyi.org.
Very clear. There should be no questions.
And certainly no comments. All I know is...
And you hear...
In movies, I would just leave Liam Neeson's family alone.
Yeah, I think that's not a good thing. Not a good thing.
I don't care if you have the best intentions. Leave Liam Neeson's family alone.
If they move in next door and you bring a casserole, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I think this would have made more money because guess what? I don't remember seeing any aliens in my battleship game when I was growing
up. No, and I had electronic battleship because we were rich.
So, yes. My dad hit the numbers that week, so we got the electronic. Son, I'm getting you an electronic battleship. You take that old one, you give it to the neighbors.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know, Tumblr is not T-U-M-B-L-E-R. It's just T-U-M-B-L-R.
What are you, Charles Barkley?
Tumblr. Everybody know the Tumblr.
Tumblr, Kenny. In the form of things like this. Do you have it?
Crap. No.
I set you up.
I know.
Every time.
See, I didn't know you were going to.
What? When I slowed down my talk and said something like this.
We're really waiting.
And
dusting off your robe and your brandy and.
My Cavassier. Right. And Al Green's greatest hits.
Yes.
Around the Soci House, that's called Friday. So we have no new movies to talk about because we're not going to talk about movies. We're not going to review films we haven't seen. Mm. We don't work that way. So you're going to get a lot of old titles today.
Joe does.
When did he do that?
And I'll admit it. I wrote the words for Lawrence O'Rourke.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah, because I don't. We joked before about coming on Sundays and Four and doing a whole new show. Maybe once as a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
But we're not telling you. So, ooh.
You got to tune in.
You got to tune in.
It's like an Easter egg. If you pick out the show that we come in and do live on Sunday, then we'll give you something.
Oh, that's good.
We'll take you to Yates.
I love brainstorming meetings on the air. This is great.
Hi, I'm Chef Danny Boone from Recipe Rehab, and you're listening to Film Sociology on WFYI.
It just really didn't do anything for me. The problem with this tearjerker is that my tears were not jerked. I love it when a movie grabs me frequently. And
check this out. My main man, Kobe Slagle.
Hello, hello.
We are like 98% of college men.
Stoked.
Let's pull up the website.
That was good. We didn't plan that.
No,
either.
You're a valuable commodity. You know that, Carrie?
What, a girl who loves beer and comic books and sci-fi?
Yes.
And,
quote Kevin Smith? You're the perfect woman.
I'm really bad about quotes.
Don't quote Kevin Smith on the show.
What's your knowledge of the Rush Library? And also a reminder, starting...
We have programming news.
Yes, programming news.
Thank you. I was just thinking. Yes.
You're not old enough to know what that means, but that's go good. On.
Programming news from the Film Sociology Programming Department.
Oh, that's a huge department. Yes. We employ dozens of people.
We have a sports department, a news department, a programming.
Music department, the kids
music.
Film department.
All of our correspondents in the field.
Yeah, that means
beer department.
That means Emma wants an office now.
Yes. By the way, Sammy, love your work, by the way.
Well, thank you, Abdul. I love hearing you from a distance as well.
I think that usually the deeper in the ground, the better it sounds. So.
It does. Reverbs through my crypt.
My God. This is everything I hoped it would be. We're at 503.
Everything is going very well so far.
Two of them. No, hi, three for Medea. Okay, thank you. Three for Medea. Medea?
He said that.
Yes. Like, no. Friday the 13th.
You caught him. Was he of my color? He was non-green?
Yeah, he was very non-green.
I see.
And a very young non-green. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah. And then
makes you think we're here to see Medea? What makes you think I'm not here to see Atlas Shrugged?
I don't
look like an Atlas Shrugged person. I have my Magic Abdul, but I'm not sure if there was supposed to be a comma there or what.
You have your Magic Abdul?
Yeah. Just, not quite sure what that means.
Do you know about this?
I wonder if she thinks you're her version of Magic Mike.
Either that or the puppet in the Anthony Hopkins film.
Sammy, that might have been the most horrifying thing you've ever said.
No, I just threw up a little bit.
Since Sammy's on a horrible roll, it's Kaiser. You got that, huh? I'll throw some corned beef your way, mister.
And of course the boyfriend gets butchered, and the fire takes over, and then all of a sudden the twist comes about, which I won't tell you about.
Chubby Checker?
Sounds like my brother's last marriage.
In 1962, Sammy Terry first entered your rooms. Well, not yours, Kobe.
What's the double feature, do you know?
Hell Walks the Earth and Hell Walks the Earth 2. It's two films that are locally produced by Terrence Muncy, a local filmmaker.
Hell must do a lot of walking.
As soon as you said vaudeville, Abdul and I immediately looked at you. I think you need an opening act. We've been waiting for this one.
Need to open an act, Mr. Terry?
How do, Mr. Terry? I play the giant bass. He plays the guitar.
I'd have to put you in green face.
Where would you have showed up in the Dukes of Hazzard?
Token.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Okay.
Can you
remember? Rockford Files? Yeah. Cagney and Lacey? Sure. Dukes of Hazzard?
Can anybody remember an African-American character ever on Dukes of Hazzard?
The only black guy in Hazzard County was getting pulled over.
And he was relieved to get out of Mayberry.
And then he saw the General Lee coming. Ah!
That's a horror film right there. Oh, wait. That was the 1950s.
I'm sorry. I see two white guys come to me in a red car with stars and bars on the top. We're not stopping to chat.
With the horn?
Batman got on my nerves. He was running me amok. He ridiculed me, calling me a bum. I whoop Batman's ass.
Here's your host, Matthew Soucy.
I talk over.
Limited. Colbert, everybody know Colbert.
Let's find out how thin the line is. Here's your host, Matthew Soucy.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
Voice you just heard is the head coach of the Zazu football team.
Yep.
I'm sorry, fantasy football team.
Fantasy football.
That's Kobe Slagle.
Hello.
And it's that time of year. We'll get to our guests in a minute. I'll get to you, Chris. I'm gonna get to you.
It is that time of year that
nobody really cares about except maybe two people in this building.
The fantasy football season starts when Zazu play the All-Stars. Everybody knows this.
We have a fantasy football league here. I love when we start the film show off with non-film material.
We do that
quite often.
Regularly.
You know what? I'm checking in with each other, with everybody. Free steak always tastes better than bought steak. It always does. All right. So,
no matter who's cooking.
Especially, however, it's even better when I'm cooking. You made something very special.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Indeed.
Because we also talk about food on the film show whenever possible.
That's what we do.
Go on.
Anyway, so Wednesday, we're here at the station, and I'm moseying around, making my rounds as I usually do, and 10 o'clock rolls around, you give me a call. Tell what...
are we really going to reveal how this happens?
It's behind the scenes.
Oh, we are behind
That's
the scenes?
That's what you get here at Film Sociology.
We are...
Behind the scenes look...
At how we do things.
At your yes.
Mm. Yes, about a giant frozen praying mantis that is thawed and runs roughshod. Roughshod?
What?
Roughshod.
Runs rampant?
Rashomon? It runs rampant and it runs roughshod. You know what? It also swashes a buckle. So there.
Buckles were swashed.
That's right. So, you know who officially made Batman uncool? Joe Shearer. Kidding, Joe.
Kirk? Man, I...
What? Are you looking at Stephanie Powers still?
No, I've got to organize this folder because there's so much crap in here.
Hey, that's
not
radio.
Crap. Good audio.
Radio gold right there.
It's also an art film.
I wish. Because then it would be 50% off at Barnes & Noble.
Anybody who wants to talk about how awful Jar Jar Binks is, I say, you know, put in A New Hope and listen to, you know, when he says, I only wish Ben was here.
Solidarity.
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 If it was Mexico City in 1968, they would strip your medals away. Nobody got that. All right.
That he's always going to hang out with at least three chicks.
Chicks, my daughter says.
Chicks. Yes.
The women's study major. That
yes,
is
the trifecta of women.
That's right. Go on. Yeah, you better see it in theater.
Yeah.
Take Fair Sweet Bianca.
I'm gonna no. That is on the docket for this weekend. It's gonna happen.
The docket.
The docket.
The Slagle docket.
Yes.
All right. Now I guess I should ask. How big is your screen and how's your sound system?
Currently, screen's 32, sound system is what the TV has on it, but that will hopefully be improved within the next year.
You're gonna bring my car, jeez.
You're going to bring your buddy JoJo and Sandwich, and they're going to drill holes in the wall, put cables in.
I attempted to mount the TV on the wall, but...
And hot sitcom girlfriend like that.
Oh, okay, sure, go ahead. I don't think it really needs to, but okay, if you want to do it, go right ahead. So I went out to H.H. Gregg and got all the stuff.
Wait, your girlfriend is Rick Moranis?
I'm doing a show over here.
We're shopping.
Trying to go through the list while you guys are shopping online.
He's price checking Harry Potter.
All right, fine.
Is it that big combo thing?
We are not talking about the big combo thing. We're talking about Universal.
The Wizards Collection.
Which nobody's bought.
Costco has a deal on that.
No, I'm kidding.
Those guys are generally very popular among the bear community.
Okay.
You would be popular among the bear community.
Well, thank
you.
Go
on Facebook and see his photo and you'll see why. But you know.
He said that.
She does not have an energy drink, but she has a Pepsi that they filmed the perfect storm on. But Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis and a bunch of other Oscar winners.
DDL.
DDL, you're tight with Mr. Lewis. You can call him that.
Yep.
DDL.
You know.
Yeah, you know me. And it's directed by Steven Spielberg.
Double S.
No. And it's about AL. But he's not a VH in this one. You started it, buddy. Here's some audio.
Life on the big screen for Bella and Edward has finally come to a close. That sigh.
There was a sigh. It was written in.
There was about 5 minutes where they did cool stuff, even though no one in the movie was cool. But I was willing to give them coolness points for what they were doing.
They're all mean at the beginning. Eventually, something turns them nice. Blah, blah, blah.
Wow, Emma just blah, blah, blah the storyline. Wow, you're a mammoth script. That's good. Keep going. And the soon-to-be-released Anna Karenina. Karenina?
Karenina.
That too.
Karenina. Whatever.
What? Wait, we'll talk about that. I know what's on your mind. And it's a potboiler. It's again, not subtle.
A potboiler.
It's a potboiler. You've heard that term.
So it takes a really long time.
It's
to do anything.
Oh, might you say it's slow?
Shut up! It's not slow. But we have technology, which we'll explain in a little bit. I'm going to explain technology as a whole. Get ready. But no, we have.
It's going to be a lean show.
So
film talk preempted for fantasy football catching up.
But you had the steak.
Yep.
And you prepared it quite nice. And Fair Sweet Bianca is the mayor of Flavortown, apparently.
Yep.
Whoa.
That's what she declared. Well, the steak, not herself.
This is getting weird.
But This is not the highlight show. That's at the end of the end of December, I think. All right, we're going to take a short break while Kobe finds more audio to play. And we'll talk about what is new on DVD and Blu-ray, including a box set that will make Kobe and I turn into 12-year-old boys thinking about Skyfall.
Oh, God.
Stick around. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD2 The Point and WFYI.org.
Hey, go to play Blackula.
No, you just go see that in the theater, you laugh about it, and you go home.
What Gina said. There you go. Now, Kobe is not the only one that does little audio tidbits, little audio nuggets of joy. I've created a little something, speaking of which, and I'll have to expand on this as time goes on, but I've labeled it WMCI, which, of course, stands for What Makes Kobe Ill.
Oh.
Check this out.
Is this going to be a regular thing? This might be.
But this is,
I cannot
this is an
wait
early
for this.
Can't wait.
I would love to hear this.
This is an early Christmas gift, holiday gift, whatever, December gift that, that I'm going to give to my beloved producer/engineer. Ladies and gentlemen, what makes Kobe ill?
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Padma. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Gail, how are you?
Good. I'm glad. I'm great.
Yes, you're glad and great. You're glad and great.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All you gotta tell me now is wow, 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 wow. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill
you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. God.
Three. In my life. See, I have to be surrounded by smart women at all times. This is in my contract. Yeah, the contract negotiations here at WFYI, there's some
film sociology and the
contract negotiation. There's something fierce.
They're not talking. They're miles apart.
No, we're not the NHL. Come on. you want one espresso bar and meat smokehouse in the building. Just one. Just one. It's all I ask.
Talk about atonement.
Like or didn't like?
No, I really liked it. I think that Joe Wright has a certain eye for pulling things out of her. That sounds so wrong. For
that's on the highlight reel. We got that. You're now in the soundbite library. Way to go, dear.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know that in Pirates of the Caribbean they had to like paint cleavage on her.
That's in the highlight reel too. The show just gets better. Keep going, dear. That's great.
All right. On that note, you're watching Film Sociology.
No, it's not going to – come on. We just started the show. We can't get down that path, at least until the last 5 minutes of the show, maybe. Kobe, could you play an example of some Hans Zimmer that we all know and love? Well, no, not that. With the trailer record. Do we have the Room Inception combined?
Oh,
man. I can't find that.
I bet it's in 4/4 and has lots of cellos. And it's most likely in D minor.
Kobe, I want you to read off the rundown. Who we're chatting with today? Because I have it written down.
Chat with Brian G. Hartz, movie music blogger, and Monica Hartz, his hot wife.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
And Mr. Slagle also takes umbrage with a custard filling.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yes, you do that.
Some people do that, and those people are wrong.
And it's supposed to film sociology. Now, on the flip side, I have nothing against cream-filled donuts. Heavens no. But
you won't eat them.
Yes, I do eat them. I do eat them. I give them to you.
You're okay.
Oh, what?
No, you don't eat them. But, you give them to me.
Yeah, because that's what you like. You think I'm going to be a jerk and bring you a custard-filled donut?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't really care about the Breakfast Club.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
It was, you know what? It was in the 80s. And in the 80s?
It was a different time.
Different time, yeah. Jerk. As you can see, there's nothing new to talk about in cinema.
No.
Because nobody wanted to see the new Gerard Butler movie, Film Sociology Library,
that's,
I believe.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need
a library in here?
No. For the blog, Film Sociology Library. Oh, essentials. Yeah.
You mean like the AFI?
Yes.
Oh, let's do that for 2013. Oh, let's
that'll
do
be
that.
Fun.
Can I have my own shelf?
The Mike Perry shelf.
Yes.
Oh, so we'll absolutely. Do like, all right, so now we're doing, we're brainstorming instead of doing a show. Staff picks.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
There it is.
And we'll put trailers up on the blog.
Yep.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for 2013, we will
tune into the blog next year. Forget about this year.
And we don't have time for dead people we don't like. Now I should say I added, because you don't have enough movies from me, yeah. And you don't, you know, and you're also getting tugged. Your cinematic soul is always being fought over, mm-hmm. and now the stakes have been raised since you guys are engaged.
And the stakes have been raised.
And the stakes of it, because I got you a big piece of meat for the fantasy football game.
Yep. Standing in, a regular guest, Abdul Hakim Shabazz and friends.
Where's my opening?
I was looking for that, and I couldn't find the...
Come on, the black guy shows up, he doesn't get his opening. See, the conspiracy started already. We're only, 2 minutes into the show.
Hang on.
Back lenses. Precious.
What? Oh, it's over? Wow. I assume, Mike, the book is a much easier read to go through than the movie.
Well, I mean, the...
And see, Kobe, this is what really got me, you know. The journey takes Bilbo on the path through treacherous lands with orcs, goblins, and other dangers. Sounds like he's running for the Republican nomination for president. This isn't permanent. Matt Sosie's leading like a...
Everything will be back to normal next week.
Back to normal next week. No, so saw Skyfall and also saw Lincoln.
How was it?
Okay, you can go and talk about Lincoln. We're going to go see it tomorrow, actually.
Oh, I mean... I'm not going to spoil it for you. He dies at the end.
The Civil War North wins, I think.
I hate to be the bad guy here, but he gets shot in the head. Matt doing a blues symposium, so he's leading the audience in discussion about some dead black people. So I am here today. Do you remember, you guys are probably too young to remember this, but Mike, you should. Remember.
He's saying I'm old.
No, I'm just saying we're the same age. We're like fine line. Just get better with experience. Yeah,
okay,
that and put a cork in it. There was like these series of like these like Red Ronin giant robot creature toy things a long time ago. That's what this reminds me of.
That's exactly, yes. It's Ultraman, like you said, which is more of a guy, but combined with the Red Ronin, which were the robots that,
they
fired out the round plastic discs.
Yeah.
Yep, those were awesome. Yep. The head came off.
The head
it was
came
like
off.
Escape pod. Yep. Awesome.
So you see, Kobe, while you're out there playing Madden on your phone,
that's right.
We're out there living.
That's right.
I'm to that guy. You know what I'm going to miss? Hey, man, that's a bad outfit.
Oh, yeah. The most offensive part of Superman 2. See, folks, we're not all total. Not every superhero movie needs to be made. Some of them are actually really, really bad and should never have seen the light of day. For example, the first Incredible Hulk movie.
Oh, the, wait, what?
The Ang Lee version.
Ang Lee version, yes.
It was really annoying. I couldn't quite, like, what the heck is...
Mr. Sosie is pro-Hulk Ang Lee.
No.
Mr. Sosie's on crack.
Yeah.
Mr. Sosie ain't here. Yep. I'm running this. Hey! Joe Braxton! We have a rule. If my wife picks a bad film, she doesn't get to pick the next three. That is our rule.
That gives her a little pause.
That gives her a little bit of a pause. Like, hey, I need you to think about what you just did. Okay? Yes, we're going to go see.
Okay, this is the thing. This is, so, you obviously just determine if she's picked a bad movie.
Yes.
But then how then do you convince her that she has picked a bad movie? Does she admit that she's picked a bad movie, or is it just you?
When I come back the next day and pick her up from the movie theater, that's how when she knows she's picked a bad movie.
We make nothing up here.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. Thanks, Kobe. Thanks, Mike. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD2 The Point, WFYI.org. Win Lions, win Pistons, and can the Red Wings play hockey?
Nope.
Shut up.
We gone.
We gone.
Good night, Fort Myers.
This is Kevin Murphy from Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Riff Tracks. And in case you didn't know it, and you probably should, you are listening to Film Sociology on WFYI.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's 2012 in a nutshell. A 49-minute nutshell. Kobe, thank you so much for...
You're welcome.
That's not just for me. That's also for you, the listener, and all of our guests, and everyone for letting us run rampant. We're running buckshot through WFYI HD2. So this is the end of year 4. Thank you so much to everybody who's listened. Oh, we have 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, next week's show will be the best and worst of 2012. Joe Shearer of the Film Yap will be here.
Cool.
And a soundbite contributor, among other things. So, you gonna catch up on your pile now that the holidays are almost done?
Actually, yeah, probably. Got a solid 4 days coming up.
That's
here.
That's good. So, yeah. You can even watch some of the titles that she wants. Maybe.
There's so much time I could even do that.
Ooh. So anyway, next week's show, we'll talk about the best and worst of 2012. But yes, most definitely go check out Django Unchained. It might offend some people. Who cares? also offensive and on DVD this week, Killer Joe, the NC-17 movie, which you heard in the sound clip. So there is that. So let's hear some. For the last time in 2012, year four of film sociology, these are words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Once again, thanks to all the guests, all the correspondents. Again, we're a huge staff here at Film Sociology, Inc. It's huge. Thanks to Kobe. Thanks to my family and the station for putting up with this nonsense. And, we'll try again year five. So there's that. Go see a good movie. You deserve it. You're listening to Film Sociology, or as Chris Loy says, you're watching Film Sociology here on WFYI HD to the Point and WFYI.org. Lions, just finished the season. Go Pistons. And good night, Fort Myers.
We gone.
We gone.
We get it.
We'll see you at Sun King.
We're going there now.
No.
Yeah.
Go right now.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do it.